Macmillan Audio presents Kennedy's Last Days, The Assassination That Defined a Generation by Bill O'Reilly. Read for you by Edward Herman.
This book is dedicated to my ancestors, the Kennedys of Yonkers, New York. Hardworking, generous, and honest folks. Prologue. The bad news arrived in religion class. We were in Brother Carmine Diodati's room that day when the radio report came over the loudspeaker. President John F. Kennedy had been shot in Dallas, Texas, and taken to the hospital. A short time later, we would learn that he was dead. We were all startled. No one knew what to say. I remember exactly where I was when I heard the news, and so do most Americans who were born before 1953. I'll bet there is someone in your family who can tell you what it felt like to hear the awful news that the president had been assassinated. Chaminade High School, where I was a freshman, was, and still is, an all-boys school, or young men, as we were called. So there weren't a lot of tears then. But the days that followed were filled with sadness and confusion. We had to go to several sorrowful masses and listen to lectures about the slain president and the tragedy that had befallen America. Mostly, though, we were confused. My life at the time revolved around sports and friends. I didn't think too much about national politics. I took pride in wearing the red and gold school clothes.